Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Did you see it yet? Dateline, NBC. On Friday, the 7th of March, 2025, Keith Morrison sitting down with the one, the only, where am I looking here? Lori effing Daybell.
Yep.
Yes, it is the train wreck you expected it to be. But worth a watch. She's Keith Morrison has spoken with dozens of inmates over the years, but nothing quite comes close to this interview with Lori Vallow Daybell. Not in sheer strangeness, not in frustration, and certainly not in the way she seemed completely at ease with sitting across from him, spinning a story that defied both logic and reality. If you have Peacock, and by the time you're watching this, you can probably watch it now or on demand or whatever. Let's just take a quick look here at what Dateline has put out prior to the interview as a little preview of what you're going to see when you watch this. Let's fire that
Chad
off.
Chad was convicted and he's on death row now.
I understand that, yeah.
But
they have some fascinating
stories.
How could
you possibly think that Chad would be exonerated after what happened?
The same way I will be exonerated. We will both be exonerated in the future.
Because?
I have seen things in the future that Jesus showed me when I was in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And we were not in jail. And we were not in prison. And they were still in the future from now.
Mm-hmm. Seems legit.
Wow, she's got a lot going on.
It took years for Keith and his team to secure the interview. Letters, emails, persistence finally paid off when Daybell agreed to sit down with him in Maricopa County Jail. 90 minutes. That was the time they were granted. And Morrison, a seasoned journalist, thought that would be more than enough. But it wasn't. Because it's Lori Vallow Daybell. From the moment she walked into the room, it was clear that Daybell was not there to confess or clarify. She winked at the camera, her demeanor unsettlingly upbeat for someone convicted of the murders of her two youngest children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, along with Chad Daybell's former wife, Tammy Daybell. She's already serving that life sentence in Idaho and another trial looming not far off in Arizona for the death of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow. Yet none of that seemed to weigh on her at all. Instead, she took control of the interview, redirecting, deflecting, and challenging Morrison at every single turn. Get your facts straight, Keith. She spun at him even more than once. And as if she were the one in charge of setting the record straight, I thought we were going to be friends, Keith. There was an unsettling rhythm to her voice, a performative quality, like she had rehearsed these lines in her head long before the cameras started rolling. Morrison, no stranger to manipulative interview subjects, saw right through it. She had an agenda, and it wasn't to tell the truth. It was to tell her truth. You see why the whole concept of my truth and her truth and that person's truth and that truth kind of becomes problematic at some junctures?
Well, the truth should be the truth.
Well,
not that, just there, yours.
There
it
is.
Should just exist.
That's reality, but we don't live in that planet anymore. This one that lives inside her head, untouched by facts or evidence. The chore, as Morrison described it, was to pull her off that well-rehearsed train wreck and into a place where reality mattered. But Lori was not having it. She danced around questions, throwing out a sprawling, convoluted narrative that he likened to a shaky dog story, a long-winded, winding tale designed to eat up time and avoid the hard questions. deflecting, basically. She was no dummy, Morrison admitted. She knew exactly what she was doing, and what she was doing was making sure the focus remained on the illusion that she had created, not on the brutal, undeniable facts of what happened to her children. But here's the thing. Lori Vallow Daybell isn't just delusional. She's charismatic. That's what makes her dangerous. That's what made people follow her. It's easy to think of cult leaders as fringe weirdos, but they're rarely that obvious. They're likable, persuasive, charming, even. Morrison could see it. She smiled. Morrison could see all of it. She laughed. She joked. She exuded confidence. She didn't see herself as mentally ill, though multiple evaluations declared her incompetent for trial before she was finally deemed fit. In her mind, she is right. And everyone else, they just don't understand. That charm, the ability to manipulate, is exactly how she convinced people to go along with her apocalyptic beliefs and her vision of who was light and who was dark. And when people, children included, were labeled dark, well, we know what happened next. By the end of the interview, Morrison was mentally exhausted. She had drained him, just as she had drained everyone who'd tried to pin her down with the truth. When the camera stopped rolling, she smiled and told him he'd have to come back if he wanted to ask anything else. He walked out thinking, I never want to do that again. Almost immediately, he knew he would, because that's what Lori Vallow Daybell does. She lures people in, even those who know exactly what she is. This two-hour Dateline special will feature Morrison's full interview with Daybell, as well as conversations with law enforcement, legal experts, and her surviving son, Colby Ryan, who has spent years trying to rebuild his life in the aftermath of his mother's crimes. Check it out. NBC, Peacock, it will be there on demand by the time you are hearing this. If you didn't get a chance to make your Friday night a Lori Vallow Daybell party, which I'm actually doing.
I'm going to do it too.
Yeah. I have Lori Vallow Daybell balloons. I have Lori Vallow Daybell hats, streamers. It's going to be a great night. I can't wait.
She is a master manipulator, isn't she?
Is she? Because she's not that great at it. I guess if you're an idiot. I mean, and looking at the IQs of the people who, like, were manipulated by her, they weren't the fucking brightest. I mean, look at these folks who testified at that trial and the weird shit that they still believe to this day. They're not of high level of thinking or even just like mid-level thinking. They're easily manipulated. If it wasn't this cult, it would be another. And Chad Daybell, again, not a bright fucking crayon in the box.
Do you think she believes the shit that she talks about? Do you think she does?
Yes.
Do you think she really believes it?
Yes. And I think there's so many empty people out there that don't know what to believe and are searching for something that they come across somebody who really feels like they believe in their shit. And they just go along with it. I don't think she's great at this. I do not think she's a great manipulator. I think she's pretty shitty at it, actually. I think you look at it and she's certainly driven in it. She certainly has a conviction in what she talks about. But she talks about crazy shit. It's not like there's any planet you could live on and go, oh, this seems reasonable. There's not. She's nuts. But in the right mindset, if you're already really looking for something and already believe in magical thinking, which pretty much everybody who's coming from the Mormon religion does, which is all of the people that followed them. Yeah, they were teed up to believe this shit. When you have a religion that walks you up to the line of literally believing that you can have one-on-one conversations with Jesus, and you hear those voices, and it must be Jesus, but you can only take what Jesus says to you. If Jesus starts talking about stuff that's about other people, that's the line, you can't cross it. But if you're there already, and this is what you've been brought up believing, and the Jesus in your mind starts talking to you about other people and other things and other visions, well, shit, I mean, the church does say that some people can be prophets. Just not me, because the church didn't deem me that yet. I gotta be officially deemed by human beings, then for Jesus to have permission to talk to me. Because that makes sense. The people on the earth are going to make the call of whether you have the one way to Jesus or not. You know, just like the gold tablets in the 1800s. That makes a lot of sense too. And magic underwear, also totally fucking legit. If you walk people up to that line of thinking, and they just might not be the best, most balanced human being in the world, like Lori Vallow Daybell or Ruby Frankie, and you may have some other mental issues going on here, and they think Jesus is telling them other shit beyond just their world, well, guess what? They're going to go, well, Jesus has more authority over the humans, over the people on this earth, because it's Jesus. And then they start thinking they're prophets. It's because you walk them up to the fucking line, and then you're pissed off when they're like, oh, my God, they start thinking they're prophets. We told them they could talk to Jesus one-on-one, but now they think more things. Yes, you walked them up to that line. That's why your religion tends to, in recent days, be far more prominent and far more coming up in true crime stories of people believing some sort of magical voodoo shit and killing people because they think Jesus told them to. You walked them up there, Mormons. You are responsible for this shit. As much as you want to say, oh, we don't believe that. We don't believe that. Well, why do you believe what you do believe? Who made up those fucking rules? People? Oh, yeah, people. That's how you create Lori effing Daybell. That's how you create Ruby effing Frankie. That's how you create so many people that have gone off the fucking deep end. But they do it because they believe they're doing it with the power of Jesus behind them. But then Mormons abandon all these people who go off the fucking deep end. Oh, that's not us. That's not, get away from us. We don't want to hear that. You made it. Now deal with it.
It's an interesting religion. I know some people that live in very heavy populated areas, and what they talk about is the contradictions. You know, they're not supposed to take part in caffeine.
It's and a yet, cult.
Yeah. And yet they, you know, they'll walk into work with Starbucks in their hand, but they'll pour it into a different cup so nobody knows.
It's a fucking
cult.
That's
what it is.
It's built on shame. It's built on all this shit. That's how you had Ruby Frankie get as powerful as she did. Because you had, or Jody Hildebrandt get as powerful as she did into Lure and Ruby, because you're enabling all these people who feel so repressed because they repress women in the Mormon religion. And suddenly, look at this. And anybody who's repressed for a long period of time is going to suddenly think all men are bad if that's what this one woman is telling you.
Yeah.
Or your kids are bad, or whatever the fuck is bad. It's fucked up. There's so many fucked up tenets of this religion that if you just stick with it, if you just stick with it, then it's all good. People don't tend to stick with shit. They tend to go off and do their own thing quite often. And to say you didn't tee it up to it, you did.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Religion shouldn't be turning away from its people.
No, I
almost feel like they get shut out.
Yeah, they do.
Especially at a time when they need them the most. If they're starting to get to this point where they might harm their children, might harm their spouse, they need support more than ever. And I feel like we keep hearing over and over again that they don't get it.
No, they end up just going off into other groups or creating their own groups. And there are a lot of FLDS groups out there. A lot. And that means fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints. The Church of Latter-day Saints does not recognize these as any sort of official group. They're like, they try to distance, like, no, they're not part of us. No, they're not. But they started somewhere and they went here. Well, you can't blame us for that. Maybe you can. I don't know. I mean, all religions involve magical thinking.
Yeah.
So what one's worse than the other? I'd say the ones that seem to have a tendency for homicide, the ones that have a tendency for child abuse, and then believing biblically that they are doing the right thing. That seems to be a bit alarming, and there might be something wrong with the way you're approaching this shit. Because people of this religion in a very... numerically, it doesn't make sense. The amount of cases we have that are based on Mormons, which is a very small sect of society. it's improportionate. It's extremely improportionate. And it's not like, 'cause we're trying to go after Mormons. There's just a lot of it, of this magical thinking that goes very far awry. Just
really
saying.
Sad.
I'm just making the observation. It is what it is. It's fucked up. It's sad. And yeah, my opinion is it's a cult. I think most religions are, you know, cults in some way, shape or form. But this one, I got some special shit going on there to be able to produce Lori effing Daybell. You got to check this out. It's probably one of the best datelines ever. Worth watching.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. He was charming, handsome, a devoted husband, a doting father. When his wife died tragically in a freak accident, everyone pitied him. He played the role so well, grieving widower, devastated, single dad, just trying to put the pieces back together. But the thing about perfect men, they're usually hiding something. And this one was hiding everything. The affair, the insurance policy, the other wife in another state who had no idea she was married to a walking crime scene. If she had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, she could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, she could have seen through the lies. She could have gotten out while she still had the chance. Instead, she's just another case we'll be covering next week. Don't be her. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.